from Brooklyn. Dirt, 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 dirt. I'm all about that. Dirt, 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 dirt. I'm throwing. Dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that. Dirt, 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 dirt.
Gotta get back to
I'm
it.
I'm a dirt trackaholic. Call it what you call it. Saturday night, I am so Kenny Wallace on that. Dirt, 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 dirt. I miss that. Dirt.
And welcome back to Throttled Up, the podcast. And Matt, I'm going to jump right in here with this because I got to be honest, this is probably as excited about an episode as I've ever been because I really didn't know if this was ever going to come true.
This is episode 56, right?
57.
57. So we have tried for 57 episodes to get these guys on.
Yeah. 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 I mean, we've pressured. Yeah. I mean, fan appreciation night.
Yeah.
Aubrey's over there signing autographs, and I throw koozies on her car and said, you got to come. I mean, yeah. We have done.
He brings his kid over.
I do. Yeah. I played every attached string I could.
I know.
So we are very, very excited.
I locked her down in victory lane, though.
Yeah, you got to put the pressure.
That way is a public, you know, question. Everybody got to hear it. So
it was. I had to say yes.
Yeah.
You got me in front of everybody.
Well, let's jump to our first round of sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Race fans, In the Fast Lane Productions has rebranded itself as Dirt to Media. This is a huge win for us as race fans, as they will be expanding their coverage to 3 local racetracks. For a mere $9.99 a month, you can choose between race action from Thunder Valley, Twin Cities Raceway Park, or Brownstown Speedway. But really, who can choose? So for only $13.99 per month, upgrade to the VIP membership and receive video from all 3 tracks. The only question I have left for you is, what are you doing? Get over to dirttomedia.tv and sign up today.
Hey, Matt, what would you say is one of your most prized possessions?
Oh, it has to be my racing t-shirts.
And you've got an impressive collection. But I heard about a new place, p3racingshirts.com. is the one and only place offering genuine custom racing shirts with no minimum quantities. Their shirts are printed in full color using the latest technology in direct-to-garment printing. They have custom designs for several different car types and specialize in our favorite, dirt track racing.
That has to be great for the local driver. You don't have to buy all those up front.
Absolutely, and they don't have to hold all that inventory at home.
What did you say that was again?
p3racingshirts.com.
Let's check them out.
Octobilt Performance Differentials in Louisville, Kentucky specializes in race, performance, and street differentials. Don't trust just anybody with your differential. Make sure it's someone who's a proven winner. Contact Mike Kessler today at 502-639-7886. Again, that's Mike Kessler at 502-639-7886. Octobilt Performance Differentials, a proven winner. Does your yard have a dead or dying tree threatening your house or property? Do you have an unsightly stump you're tired of mowing around? Have trees that need trimmed up against the house? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call our good friends at Cain's Tree Service. They're fully insured and offer free estimates. Call Cain's Tree Service today at 812-344-5917. Tree trimming, tree removal, stump removal. Call our friends at Cain's Tree Service today at 812-344-5917. OCC Seamless Gutters is the only place to turn for new 6-inch seamless gutters, gutter repair, leaf guard systems, and gutter cleanouts. I mean it. Go outside right now, and if your gutters have trees growing out of them, call OCC. Let me give you a little hint. Schedule them for a time your wife is gone and take all the credit. OCC is fully insured and offers free estimates. Call them today at 812-592-7899 or visit their Facebook page at OCC Seamless Gutters.
And we are back here on Throttled Up, the podcast. And I do want to say, I know, Matt, you brought it up here before we started, but talking about one of our sponsors, our p3racingshirts.com. First of all, you are wearing the Justin Bowling hat, but yes. I have on the Justin Bowling t-shirt. And we've said it before, but you and I have both. We didn't really believe in Eric's new direct-to-garment printing setup.
We
didn't believe in it.
We thought they'd fade. And
we got these shirts, and we both said we're going to wear them as often as we can to wash them as many times. And I don't even know how many times I've washed this shirt, but it looks as good as the day I got it. So if you're looking for race shirts, p3racingshirts.com is the place. So
I know when I first got mine, I sent it through the laundry every time darks went. Even if I hadn't wore it, I just wanted to keep running it through wash cycles. And it still looks just like it did when he gave it to me. So I'm actually very impressed with his machine.
Yeah, that's
too.
How ridiculous we are.
I mean, hey,
if they're gonna, we want to be behind them.
That's you, know? Right.
You guys check bolts every week. We wash our race shirts just to see if the vehicle fades. That's how exciting we are.
But it is good product. And, you know, with Eric being able to do, you know, small quantities and stuff, that has to help. So you don't have to order thousands and then, you know, get rid of them. So.
For sure. That helps out a lot.
Oh, yeah. And Bowling says, Matt's rocking some pretty sweet headgear tonight, but I didn't get any throwout for the Justin Bowling t-shirt. I mean, goodness gracious. It's rough around here, I tell you, Bowling. Here, I'll get it on camera for you, Bowling. So, showing some love. But, no, we are excited. We talked before, this has been a long time coming, and we're excited to have both Logan and Aubrey mounts, and I will say that has been very, very tough for me to get used to. We call each other out every time we mess it up.
Just listen to brownstowntv.com there how many times I mess it up. So
it's funny, Lydia always gives me an update. She's like, I think Matt only called you Egan like one time tonight. Oh, yeah. I'm like, that's totally cool. Like, it's no big deal if he does.
That's his scorecard every night.
Yeah,
it's how good he does.
The first week was hard. I screwed up constantly.
I guarantee
you
it.
Know, so.
I still like kind of hesitate. I'm like, I'm Aubrey Mounts. Yeah, I'm Mounts now. Yeah, it's kind of weird now, but.
I mean, I'll scratch it off on my paper and write it real big. You know, that way if I glance out, it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I gotta say that. That's funny.
The funniest thing was watching her have to rewrite her name. That was hilarious.
Well, apparently that's one of those things that people, like, practice before they get married.
You didn't, huh?
No.
I didn't realize that.
It was like, yeah, it's like
the
week before.
If my wife did, I didn't know that.
Like, the week before our wedding, I was like, Logan, I don't even know how to do my signature anymore. Like, I've written Egan for the last 23 years. What am I supposed to do? He's like, well, I guess you need to practice. I was pretty good at it, though. I learned pretty quick.
Not too bad.
And, Logan, I'll tell you this. This was one of my shining moments after my wife and I got married. It was probably 2 or 3 months in, and somehow at my in-law's house, I get a letter that says Dustin Covert. So even though she took my name and everything, they loved rubbing that in my face that I got a letter there, Dustin Covert. And I'm like,
That was a joke. I was like, you realize how much stuff I have to change my name on? I was like,
oh, it is.
You should just take Egan. I was like, you should just do it. And he's like, no, we're not doing that.
I honestly didn't realize it until I got married. And when she was like driving to the Social Security office here and there, and I'm like, man, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not doing any of that.
I still have a few things that I need to change it on. I'm kind of like,
I got adopted when I was in third grade. So try being a third grader and be like, okay, now this is your name. Learn to write this one. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
I can't complain.
I totally understand because, you know, 1 week I was learning to spell this last name, and then, and then the next week, you got to learn this one now. So.
And you're a little kid. So.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're 9 in third grade, so he's like, oh, okay, I'm changing all this. So.
at least it wasn't like something extreme that it changed to. Yeah. Like,
they both started with that, so I had that down.
There
you
go. There you go.
Matt S. Period.
Yeah. See, I got by with that a lot, you know. So I understand your pain.
Yes.
So I want to jump right in here. We usually jump in with everybody and talk about where, you know, the racing passion comes from, and we'll get there. What is it like to have both of you involved? And, you know, you guys have dated for a while, you know, and obviously have both been involved in racing, but what's it like to be married now and both be involved in this?
Honestly, it's a lot easier now that we're married, I think. I mean, we get to see each other a lot more, and we don't have to balance time so much between working on race cars and seeing each other and, I don't know, all that stuff. You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Date night's pretty much out now. You guys are home every night together, right?
Exactly, yeah. We ain't got to worry about having to make time for that. Well, I got to scale my car tonight.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. I guess I'll see you this weekend.
You mean scaling your car doesn't count as a date night?
It does now.
For sure.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we took our families camping at Brownstown Speedway the other weekend, yeah. And him and I ended up at Skylar Lewis's shop, and I didn't invite my wife, but I didn't think that would be a date night. But next time, I'm just going to say, hey, Come on down. Date night right here.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It,
yep.
That was fun, though. You know, we just out of the blue end up over there and.
Heck yeah.
You did a heck of a lettering job.
Oh, man.
Yeah, people are looking for lettering. I don't know why Zach put new wrap on it.
Specialize in duct tape.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
So, and then this is always something that's interesting to me. You know, we've talked to, you know, Tyler and Carrie Kane on here as well, and, you know, talked to some of the others. You know, we had the ladies edition with the wives of some of the drivers and girlfriends and fiancés. What's it like when the other one is on the track? What's your emotions like standing over there along the fence and the pits? I mean, and not just the, you know, it's got to be a roller coaster of emotions from excitement to, you know, anger to frustration to nerves and worry.
When Logan's out there, I get the nerves. I get him as bad as right before I go out.
Really?
So yeah, it's weird, and I know he's gonna be fine, and it's not anything about him getting hurt. I just want him to do well, just want him to run good, have a good night. I don't know, it's weird. I can't help it.
Yeah, pretty much what she said. I mean, it's you have as much passion for her race team as you do your own.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have pretty much the same emotions. Yeah, just the knots in your stomach.
The butterflies.
Yeah. I mean, I have that the whole race, where if I'm in the car, I have that before I go out, and then all my emotions are gone once I'm on the track.
Same here.
But yeah, I have that the whole race while she's out there.
And I want to say this, because that I know there's probably some people out there not picking on you, Logan. It's like, oh yeah, he would say that. He's newly married. But I want to give you a ton of credit, because last year when she won her first race at Brownside, you were sitting in the lineup chute for the modified race. And here, you know, all of us are obviously excited. We're all in victory lane. Yeah. We were excited. We were giving out a bonus. I was pumped. Still one of my favorite pictures in victory lane with you. And all of a sudden, another car is coming up behind me. And I'm like, what the?
Who is this guy?
And it's, as soon as I turned around, I knew who it was. But it was so cool, because your emotion was as raw as anybody.
But that's the way it should have been.
That's exactly what it should have been. You're getting ready. So I wanted to give you that credit. For anybody listening that's like, oh yeah, he just said that, because that's right there. It was as honest, as true. You pulled straight out of the starting lineup, and you're like, I got to be down there for this moment. And it was awesome.
Well, and I remember him saying, you know, I mean, he couldn't see that well. He could just see, like, my spoiler as I was going through the front stretch.
And that's got to be wild too, to trying to figure out.
It is, because like on cautions, like, well, I remember, because there last year we had a few times that, I mean, we raced back to back, so there was a few times where it was like, well, she gets it tonight. I mean, I can go by as the race receiver from the last caution.
Yeah, like nobody's gonna come and get me and be like, hey.
And so I was like, kept telling everybody when she was racing for me, I was like, somebody needs to come and stand on in turn four and go
designated person. But, hey, come on.
I'm pretty sure that Jamie got on the race receiver and said, 50, if you want to pull out there, you can. Aubrey won.
That's funny.
So I had a little bit of help, but.
Well, it was one of those funny moments, because obviously when we're in the infield and everybody's crossing, you're focused. And then when another car came up, I'm like, what in the heck? Who is? And then I turn around, I'm like, that was like the coolest moment. Yep. So
I did
want to give you that credit, because that was as genuine, and I was lucky enough to be down there to see that, you know, you felt it. And I never even thought about you sitting over there. It had to be wild to think,
oh man,
there's her spoiler. Now I'm trying to think of who else's spoilers here.
Yeah.
Who's lap cars? Who's, I mean, it.
So that back hole was good. You can read that, right?
Yes. Sure can.
Then I gotta give you kudos this year, man. When she won, you know, a few weeks ago, when you yelled out, "That's my wife." I mean, I bragged on you there at the track. I think that's awesome. I mean, I really do. That's why people need to know that's what you said. So.
Exactly.
He puts just as much into this as we do, for sure.
Yeah, I've always said that I would give up my racing part to help her with hers. So,
and
I know that to be a fact, because me and you had a talk last year in the pits, and that's what you said, that you would step aside and let her have it.
Yep.
So that,
I got a good one for sure.
You did.
No, and I, that's as, you know, obviously we've talked as well. I just wanted people to know you are that genuine when it comes to it. And I'm going to ask this question even though I know it, but I know that there's probably people out there that I know the answer, but people ask it. There's zero jealousy between the two of you.
Yep. Zero.
For sure.
That's I get that all the time. Like, man, you got to be jealous of your... Then at that time, it was my girlfriend, and it's like, why would I be jealous of her? I want to see her succeed just as well as she wants to see me succeed.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, I mean, that says something for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean...
But don't you think that's a weird reaction? Because people have that. Yes. But I'm the same. Like, my wife coached, and I coached. You know, I coached football, she coached basketball, but, like... It was never like a, man, I hope she goes out and loses tonight. Because, you know, we've had a really rough football season. I really hope she doesn't win a game because that'll make me feel better. Like, I was never. Because
she'll be on top. And exactly.
I hope she wins a state championship even if I go 0-10. I mean, I want to.
Because it's your wife.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But
it's your person.
Like I said, I wanted to ask the question because I know a lot of people would ask that.
Yeah. Okay, but you got to tell them about the comment. It's so funny.
We found a post on that you posted on Facebook, and that some person commented.
It was just hilarious.
Yeah, we got a kick out of it that they were impressed with Aubrey, and then they.
Oh, I seen that too.
They were like, "Well, Logan, he does pretty well himself."
Yeah. I seen that too. Hey,
he was like,
"I'm really impressed with Aubrey. Logan does a good job on his own."
Hey, I beat. She can vouch for me here. I beat myself up a lot. I mean, I know it takes a lot to do it, and. It's part of it. I mean,
that may need to be the slogan on the back of the route or the mounts. I almost said Roush. The mounts. I'm really lost in name. Yeah. I'd be asking you for a sponsorship at that point.
Yeah.
But the mounts racing duo t-shirts is Aubrey's really impressive.
Yep.
Logan, he does all right for himself.
Yes. Oh, Logan, he's good too.
Yeah.
No, but and. You know, and I will say, and we're joking, we're laughing, but I think that's the coolest thing because if you can't come into it that way, it would destroy your relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it would have been destroyed if you guys ever got to marriage.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
But, I mean, you've got some built-in pressure. I mean, your grandpa, dad, and uncle all in the Hall of Fame at Brownstown. You know, you guys like one of the first names of Brownstown. You know, Mounts have been around for a long, long time there. Yep, so.
Well, and it was funny because, I mean, that's kind of how we met. So my dad knew of Logan's dad from racing at Brownstown years ago. And I think my dad, like, said hi to your dad or something.
Yep.
And was it
Thunder Valley?
Like, who was that guy?
Yeah, he was like, man, some guy came up and was talking to me while you were out there racing.
Like he knew me or whatever.
Yeah, and he's like, I don't even know who he is. And I said, well, what did he look like? And he's like, I don't know. And sure enough. The next week, we started saving spots for.
Oh, yeah.
My dad wanted to figure out who it was.
Yeah. So, didn't he tell you he was like, go over and look on her race car and see what her last name is?
Yeah, so I told him, and I was like,
still
Egan.
Didn't ring a bell.
He's like, I don't know any Egans. And I was like, well, I don't know. That's just what it says on the car. Well, yeah, here we are. It was funny.
He's figured out who it is now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say I was gonna be a little more worried about your dad.
Dave told me kind of that story that you guys started saving spots, and he said then you started showing up, and he said you never would leave. You know, so
exactly
now you guys are related.
So. Yeah,
he just didn't know he was only there, not leaving, because he's trying to figure out who they are.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, it was funny. Me and Dave, we've become pretty good friends over that summer, and then racing season was over with, and I started showing up at his house, and he was like. Logan, I hate to tell you, but racing season's over with. You need to go
like,
home.
What are you doing here? Yes. That's what we always tease him about. I was like, I'm pretty sure you had a crush on my dad before you had a crush on me.
In the long run, that might help a little bit because you guys have a relationship.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep. For
it ain't that those weird, awkward moments of, oh my gosh, I got to hang out with your dad.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So,
yep.
You know, I can see where that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which my dad's pretty easy to talk to, so
he
definitely helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back because obviously I talked about Logan, but let's go back to that first win last year. Because, like I said, we've been waiting forever to have you on. And it is funny because, Matt stays very unbiased announcing. I am not nearly as good
For her.
I was going to get
She's
to that.
She's the only one that I kind of show favoritism to when
Matt,
I announce.
Matt does a very good job, but...
Yeah,
I have a bad habit of, and part of it, I like all the drivers that race at Brownstown.
Yep.
But I like all the people that help us with the show as well and have supported us. So when I give a bonus, I usually go to a couple pits and say, hey, I hope I pay you tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give it to somebody that's there. But to listen to him call those last few laps of your first win at Brownstown, the unbiased totally flew out the window.
Only time in almost 5 years. Yeah, the only time I've ever done that.
And I'm sitting down there with a $100 bill bonus, and I am just jacked. I've never given away a $100 bill and been so excited in my life. And I mean that totally. I mean, it was like, I was sitting there, and you know, there was the whole debate on, well, Fields pulled off. Is it truly?
Yeah.
Is it going to be? And I remember, I think even Jamie maybe said to me, said, well, it's not, he wasn't on the track. So it's not, I said, I don't care.
Exactly.
I am giving it to her. He was here.
Yep.
I'm giving her the money. It's
well,
the bonus.
I think it was funny because I even said, you know, something like, you know, Fields is the man to beat. I really wish that he could have been out here too, but glad to have the win, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, a win at Brownstown, there's nothing like it. For sure.
What was going through your head throughout that race?
Oh, man. Don't mess up. Come on, lap 20.
Do you start overthinking?
You can if you let yourself. Yeah. Whew. It just seems so long. It seems like you're running a 50-lapper when it's only 20. It's like, come on. Is this race ever going to end? And if I remember right, didn't we have a few cautions?
Two or three,
race?
Like in the second half.
Yeah, you
of that
had
race.
Three with like three or four laps to
That's
go.
That's what I thought. I mean, it just like kept dragging out, and I was like, oh my God.
And you had Heyman and Matt Boatnick.
Yes.
And them guys right behind you. I mean,
it
wasn't
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were joking a little bit before we went on air, and because I remember you had it probably, yeah, you're probably right, three, because it was like every time I'm like, not another restart.
Oh,
she's
my gosh.
So smooth,
I know.
And she's got momentum. And we were joking before because the first restart you had Heyman outside. You jumped it in about turn three, and I never forget.
That was the first. Well, that was the start of the race, though, wasn't it?
Maybe it was.
Was it the start?
Yeah, because we do the Delaware double file restart. They're all behind her on a restart.
That's right.
That may
he
be.
Wouldn't have been yeah.
Yeah.
But, that's right. And I thought, you know what? If I had Jason Heyman on the outside of me coming.
For sure.
I'm
and
like,
after the year that he had, yeah.
I'm like, I told you this before, I'd have started turn two.
I know.
Maybe like, Barton doesn't throw the flag on me. Maybe he doesn't call it back.
Like, you know, I'm really just going to try this.
I'd at least test Barton and see if he's paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
But
sure.
No, it was, you know, it was such a cool moment. And so as you cross the finish line, you get the double checkered, you know you've won. What's the emotion there?
Well, and I think it's funny because, I mean, I didn't, like, do any burnouts or donuts or anything like that. I'm always like, okay, just keep it cool. Like, just drive up there. It's all cool. I don't know. It's almost like, oh, it's kind of too good to be true. You know what I mean? It's like it has to set in for a second. That's pretty much all I had in my head. And the last year, we had so many top fives.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like, are we ever gonna break out of this? And I remember my dad going, okay, I am so sick of finishing fourth. I'm sick of it. He's like, you're gonna have to finish up higher or even finish worse.
Yeah,
just
either
don't finish fourth.
Either win or be at the back.
Exactly.
Whatever it takes.
Gotta change it up a little bit. Yeah.
Is there more pressure on you leading the race or running back in traffic? Where do you feel the most pressure at?
Leading, for sure.
Do you really?
And honestly, my nerves are worse if I start on the pole. And I think it's from my experience, I've had so many nights where I've started on the pole and went straight backwards. You know what I mean? Like, just trying to figure out the car and everything. And until, I mean, the last 2 years, I wasn't confident starting on the pole.
Oh, really?
And my nerves aren't as bad. If I start on third row outside, I'm like, okay. I got a little time to get through here. I can think a little bit. You know,
I think you could, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't mean to interrupt, but you can kind of see what's working for other people.
You can.
I would always think, again, I've never sat in your seat, but if I was sitting in that car on the pole, I would be thinking, okay, I think this is the right line, but is somebody else coming flying up behind me, and I don't realize that line is so much better.
Well, and it's always funny because of the times that I've started on the pole, my dad's always like, you know, Bob, you got a pack of hungry wolves behind you. And I'm like, Dad, I know. yeah, all righty. That doesn't make me feel better, but okay.
Tell me they're puppy dogs.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. He's like, you better run your ass off. Yeah. Like, okay, Dad, I'll try. We'll see how it works out. But, yeah, there's nothing like it for sure.
I know in Victory Lane, though, your dad, I think, shows the most emotion.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, he wears it, you know, head to toe.
Yes.
You know, your whole family is proud, but your dad, he glows when he gets down there.
And
so
it's been mine and his thing from the beginning. So, and like we were talking about earlier, my win is just as good for Logan. It's the same thing. A win for me is a win for my dad.
Yeah.
He's put, oh my gosh, the amount of money and time and work into it. Yeah, it's
But I'm sure he
crazy.
Wouldn't trade one cent
no.
or second of it. You know, that's
for
a
sure. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yep.
Well, let's go back to that original question. How did we end up here? How did we end up in, and obviously, Logan, we've already talked, you know, your family's history at Brown Sound Speedway and your dad's involvement at Brown Sound Speedway, but how did we end up here? How did you both continue following that tradition?
Oh, heck. I mean, I don't know. It's just what we did.
Aubrey started out in a Hornet car, didn't you?
I actually started out in a mini stock.
Well, today's Hornets. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I started out in a mini stock at Thunder Valley. Met Logan. It was actually both of our rookie years. So Logan was in a Hornet. I was in a mini stock. We started hanging out after that first race season. I raced one more season in a mini stock, and, you know, that class kind of went away. Those cars were obsolete. And it was funny because my dad told me, he was like, if you can get a win at Thunder Valley, because there were some tough cars there.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys remember Chevy Goodson.
Yes.
He was the man to beat there.
Yep.
So my dad made a deal with me. He was like, you know, if you can get a win here, we'll do something else. So I got a win there. I think it was like a Friday night in like October, maybe.
Yeah, it was one of the last races of the year.
Towards the end of the year. And that next Saturday, we went and bought a super stock. And we've been doing it ever since.
So you went straight from mini stock to super stock.
Yeah. Yep. And a funny story about that. So, I mean, everybody was like, you know, is it a big change? You know, tell me it'll take a while. Car's a lot different. It wasn't that much different. Don't get me wrong. It was more horsepower and everything. It was a bigger car. But the hardest part was that I'm telling on me and Logan here. We were putting the car together, and we had it all mocked up and everything. And took it all back apart. The steering quickener. Me and Logan put it on backwards, and I ran three races like that.
Oh, and so I was like, Dad, quicker then, was it?
Oh my gosh, I could turn it with my pinky, and it was like four turns. Was, oh my gosh. I was like, Dad, feel this steering wheel. How am I supposed to do this? I ran, did I run two races at North Vernon like that? And one race at Brownstown.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
My dad was racking his brain trying to figure out what had happened. So we were coming home from North Vernon one night after we had ran it like that. And Ray Gotze was with us. And he looked at Ray and what was it he said? He was like, it's almost like it's got two quickeners on it. And that's when it clicked. He was like, the steering quickener's on backwards. He was like, how did you kids get it on that way? I was like, I don't know.
It went right on, Dave.
It did. Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Yeah. So, yeah.
You'll be shocked, but it did it.
From then on, it was fine. Because it was like, oh, this is just like a big mini stock. It's cool now. But that was
you were probably thinking those first two or three races that I made the biggest mistake of my life.
Pretty much. And I mean, we were like looking at different steering boxes and my dad was like, well, I mean, maybe we need to try something else. And no, It's simple as that.
So, Logan, did you go from the Hornet to the modified? You went to late model, didn't you? Yeah, I remember
super
that.
Super late model.
Yeah, I remember that. When you had the super, I do remember that.
Total, yeah.
We were in the garage one night, and some guy came up to my dad, and so I had the Hornet, and we had two late models sitting in the garage, no motors, and some guy was like, I got a motor if you put that boy in one of them cars. Well, it was a no-brainer. Well, yeah, so I got fed to the wolves for sure, going from a Hornet to a super late model.
And yeah, I remember that. Now, because you drove your grandpa's number, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Still got it.
Yeah, but it was a black car, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit of difference between a Hornet and a super late model.
Just a little bit.
Even if you put the steering quickener on the right way.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yes. You go from driving on front wheels with about 100 horse to rear wheels with about 700 horse. It was a whole different story.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, that year that I started, Brownstown, they didn't have very many super shows at all. I mean, it was kind of like we raced off a month.
People didn't have a whole lot of money then.
I mean, it was kind of struggling there for a little bit. But so we were going to Florence, and then that was a whole nother ball game. I remember first time Florence, I had a rollover my first night in a late model.
At Brownstown.
Yeah, I remember that too, yeah.
So I had a rollover, got the car put together, and we went to Florence. So I have one race under my belt, and I draw a 3. Oh. And
the only time you don't want to draw
exactly.
That.
Yes. So can I offer it?
I tell my dad, I was like, Dad, I draw a 3. He's like, well, I said, can I just start the rear? Nope, you are not starting the rear. And so then I go up and look at my heat race lineup, and at that time I had Scott James to my right, Mike Jewell behind me, and John Gill behind Scott James, and it was like...
Okay, all right.
I was like, well,
this is no disrespect to you. You had to be thinking, Dad, even if you don't let me start the rear, I'm going to get there.
Yes, in a hurry.
All three of those guys have millions of laps around Florence. Yes. So, yeah.
Don't worry, I'm going to end up there in about 2 laps.
Yeah, it didn't even take 2 laps. We went in turn one, and I didn't go in hot enough, and I pushed, and they all went that way, and I went that way. So... But, yeah, it was all in good fun. But, yeah, that was quite the learning experience, going from a Hornet to a super late model.
Well, and, I mean, you've been in a lot of different cars.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never actually.
In the same class, but.
The last 3 years in the late model, I had the same car. And then, but it was like, it was an old car, more or less, up to the standards of late models nowadays.
Yeah.
We had a 2013 late model, so, and it was a Masterbuilt, and they were, I mean, everybody kept saying they were going out of business, here, this and that, so, yeah, and then, yeah, I never really gave myself a chance to kind of learn anything, really.
To really get used to something,
yep,
yeah.
So, and then it's been that way with the modified. We had a clamp car the first year, and it was an 03. It was fast. We should have kept it.
Zach's.
Yeah, Zach's got it now.
I don't know if he's putting the word out.
Cat's
out
of the bag. Sorry, Zach.
Sorry, Zach.
Breaking news on Throttle Buzz.
But yeah, I mean, but we're getting there. It's just trying to, and like, I mean, me and Jeremy's the only ones that's got the modifieds that we got now. So, I mean, if me and him don't share notes, then it's up to each one of us to come up with our own notebooks. So
yeah.
And it's been quite the learning curve, I can tell you that.
Did you learn something from the super late model that you could take to the modified, like a driving style or something like that? Because
yeah, in a way, I've learned that them big tires they do help out a lot.
Oh yeah, you guys got so much horsepower in mods with such a skinny tire, you know.
Yes.
That's
and
I think that would be the toughest class to drive, and that's not taking anything away from the late model guys. It just to me, a modified looks like you're out there on ice constantly.
Yeah. It's different for sure. It's seems like it's got a lot of instant traction rather than gradual. The pull bar is different, a lot different than a lift bar. So that's been a learning curve with that. But other than that, I mean, they still do the same thing, go in a circle.
Zach Stalker did say, thanks, guys.
Sorry, Zach.
was it really not out, Zach?
Well, for the record, they just said Zach. You added the stalker.
He gave it away.
Yeah, he gave it away. It's all Dustin's fault.
I'm blaming Zach. He commented, thanks, guys. All I said was Zach Stalker said, thanks, guys. That's fact.
So apparently we're losing any pure stock next year.
You're reading into making assumptions.
Add another one to the
Zach only said, thanks, guys. He may be thanking us for doing this show. I have no idea.
That might be what it is.
You're reading way too much into all
this. We'll go with that.
Zach, you interested in coming on next week?
He might be thanking us for our ad for p3racingshirts.com. I have no idea. I don't know, no reason to read in. But that would be a possibility, too, that he might be in a modified.
Well, since you threw P3 out there, I am going to let everybody again know this week, Schaefer's has moved at the racetrack. Schaefer Photo and Custom Tees. They're outside the gate in the old ticket booth there. Better location. You can actually see a lot more of their products.
That's cool.
So, you guys come to the racetrack, make sure you stop in there and see all the, you know, have a special guest worker in there on the 31st of August.
Yeah, come see me.
Dustin Roller going to be.
Bronze Bobby is going to be working on his tan on vacation.
Yeah.
Trying to get bronzed up. So I will be in the Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee booth.
Bronze Bobby stepping out and Denim Dusty stepping in. So
it might be the best week to come because I really don't know what I'm doing. You may get some great deals from Schaefer Photos and Custom Tees.
There you go.
And also, if you want to get in the t-shirt business, they're selling their screen printer. So.
Absolutely.
Oh.
So get a hold of Mark and Jamie Schaefer on if you're thinking about venturing out on something.
Let's take a quick break here and roll in our second round of sponsors and come right back with Aubrey and Logan.
Gilpin Electric and Generator Services is a customer-first company that takes care of all your electric and generator needs. They are your go-to dealer, installer, and generator service company. Don't be stuck without power during severe weather this year. Contact Gilpin Electric and Generator Services on Facebook or call them at 812-953-1261.
We've all heard horror stories about insurance companies and insurance agents. Let me tell you about my family's agent, Tommy Taylor. Tommy is an agent at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and is a multi-line agent that can keep all your insurance in one place. Why is a dedicated agent so important? When you have the unexpected occur, you'd much rather know the person on the other end of the phone. Contact info for Tommy, 812-372-4483 at extension 2447, or look him up on Facebook at Tommy Taylor, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Don't be another horror story. Stop knocking on wood and relying on a 1-800 number. Trust Tommy Taylor today.
Hey, give Brad at Brad Irwin Customs a call for bodies, interiors, fab work, setup, and consulting. With Brad Irwin Customs, you can stick them deeper. Call in today at 812-216-3900.
This Saturday at legendary Brownstown Speedway is Schaefer's Photo and Custom Tees Night. You'll see exciting racing action from P3 Racing Shirts, Indiana Pro Late Models, Night Drainage and Excavating Modifieds, Woolston Automotive Superstocks, the Pewter Hall Pure Stocks, Hornets, and new to Brownstown Speedway, the affordable stock car racing group will be racing their Ford Crown Vicks. General admission is $15 with those 12 and under free. Gates open at 3 p.m., hot laps at 6. Don't miss Schaefer Photos and Custom Tees Night at the races at legendary Brownstown Speedway.
And we are back with Aubrey and Logan Mounts here on Throttled Up the Podcast. And Aubrey just asked us in the break and said, are we doing okay? You guys are doing awesome.
Oh, yeah.
This is now the problem is, you know, those that come on that do great shows, we ask back quite often.
Yeah.
We'll have to.
So the pressure's on.
We know where
on.
It is and everything now, so
and
we'll have to.
Don't ever listen to GPS. You'll get here a lot quicker. It ain't that far of a drive.
Well, he was like, okay, if we leave at 5, we'll
what
have plenty
did the GPS
of time to
say?
Eat.
Well, we were sitting at the Mexican restaurant in Brownstown, and it told me we still had 51 minutes from there. And I was like, well, we better go. We'll get here about right on time.
Well, I will tell you this. Did you go all the way to 65, then down, then come up?
No, we actually went
like Tampico?
Past the racetrack and went down 39.
Okay. Yep. Because that's what, if this bridge wasn't out right here, they've got bridges out on both sides of me.
Okay.
You could have come 250 straight over. It would have taken you about 30 minutes from Brownstown.
Yep. That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what Matt and I were complaining is when I go to work in North Vernon, I have to drive south all the way to the 65 exit, up 65, back to North Vernon. I'm about over. And it
gets old, doesn't it?
Yeah. They're going to have it done in November, they said. So, no, just a, you know, just a few just more months.
A few more months, yeah.
So, I want to ask this too. You know, we talked a little bit about, you know, obviously where you guys started and you know, moving into this. When you guys were growing up, though, you know, and as you got into racing, who were the guys or the people you wanted to kind of emulate?
I'd say just because, I mean, my dad and my uncle, they were around him all the time. John Gill, I mean, he was the guy to beat. And, I mean, I seen him at the shop all the time. So, I mean, to me, him being a superstar and him talking to me was pretty cool. I mean, so I'd say it was probably John Gill.
I mean, you as a kid, that was his heyday, too. I mean, that's when he was everywhere.
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing? We talked a little bit earlier just about the diecast there on the table and talking about Chase Briscoe and what Chase is doing. Isn't it amazing, and we've talked on here, the level of drivers that have come out of this area, of southeastern Indiana, and the talent, whether you're talking sprint cars or you're talking late models or you're talking the NASCAR level or IndyCar, it doesn't matter, but the guys that you could see on the daily that have been so successful, and John Gill obviously being one of those guys.
Yeah, and like a few years ago at Jack's 100, Scott Blomquist in his interview said that he loves coming to Brownstown and racing these guys because he has raced with some of the best guys that came from Brownstown Speedway.
Oh, yeah. And that says a whole lot about the racetrack right there.
For sure. Yep.
Man, that's why we go back every week because, I mean, I've grown up, she's grown up hearing if you can win at Brownstown, you can go anywhere.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
win.
In my opinion, I mean, there's not competition like this at other places.
And
I mean, there's just not. And I'm biased for sure. Because I go there all the time. But
the super stock class from first to last is
stout
tough, man. Competition.
Yeah, and it's been like that. I mean, I've been in it for what? The last 7 years?
Yeah.
And it's not let up. I mean,
when you guys roll out, you know, for your race receiver check and, you know, you kind of look down the field, it's like any one of these guys can win.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's not, well, okay, these three are going to run off and the other ones are just, I mean, anyone can win.
Well, and it's like, I think you said the night that I won, you were like, you know, all the top five has won this year. Like everyone in the top five has won a feature here this year.
Well, that's when he was racing, that's what I even said. You know, when he was leading, I was like, the next four cars behind her have already been to victory lane, you know, so
that's
it's
crazy.
Like, I mean, that tells you how deep the competition
is. Yeah, it makes you a better driver for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And we talked before, too, about, you know, the respect that the other guys in the superstock class have for you, and that's real. But it's kind of the same thing you were talking about last year when you were running fourth all the time. All those other guys around you had run first, second, third, and fifth.
Exactly.
And they're looking and going, I'm telling you, at some point, she's going to beat all of us. At some point, she's going to beat all of us. And it was amazing last year, every driver that walked in here, Colton Sullivan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's coming. You know, Heyman. She's coming. You know, constantly, Mike Fields.
Yeah.
She's going to get one. That was the thing that, you know, these other guys around you could see. And again, I think to you, that is the ultimate compliment.
It is, for sure. And yeah, I'm super thankful that everyone thinks that way, you know what I mean? And for me as a girl, I mean, I always had the mentality that I didn't want to be the girl out there that was in the way. I didn't want to be labeled as that girl, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be known as a girl. My car doesn't scream that I am, you know what
I
mean?
I want to say this real quick because I was going to say it later anyway, but that's something, and this probably will come off the wrong way and somebody will probably be upset. That's something I really appreciate about you, and it's not that I have any problem with somebody that wants to run a pink car or anything like that.
Yeah, for sure.
But you don't show up on the track looking like it's a show, look at me.
Yeah.
You're there to race and do a job.
Correct.
And that's what, you know, even if you had all the talent in the world, you do, but if you... What I meant by that definitely came out wrong. Even if you were winning every race that you were out there, if you came out in some, you know, flashy look at me, that would bother me. But I love that your car says, I'm just a race car driver. I'm here to get it done.
Yep, I'm a racer for sure. I don't know. I was taught to be humble and, I don't know, be a sportsman. It's not worth wrecking people or doing something stupid and having drama with people. It's just not.
Well, I think that's what Colton Sullivan said when he was on, that you and him and I think it was Heyman were three wide there in 3 and 4, and he said that he always knows when he would race with you that he didn't have to worry about that. From
you didn't have to worry about getting taken out.
Yeah, you guys were racing.
Yep,
you
know, exactly.
And he did compliment when he was on the show about that.
Yeah, so. And you can definitely tell when something's intentional and when it's not. I mean,
oh yeah,
I think, well, I was going to go a different direction.
I know you were. I think I read your mind on that one.
But I'm going to pull back. I'm going to pull back on that one. Because that was probably going to stir drama. And I'm trying to,
never mind.
Trying to stay out of it. No, but what I do want to say is I would think as a driver, and this is a totally different perspective, but I would think as a driver, too, it's got to help you when you know you can trust the guys. When you're running 2 and 3 wide, the other guys out there, because you can focus on your line instead of defensive driving against that other person.
You can race your own race.
Right.
And not have to worry about racing against and getting around, well, you need to get around this guy. Yeah, it's none of that. You just race your own race, and hopefully it works out for you.
Which, as a fan in the stands, and I've said this forever, and it bugs me, the fans that come, that they need to go to the demo derbies at every county fair. Yeah. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
I want to watch you run 3 wide for 20 laps.
Me too.
And not ever touch.
I'm not here.
Exactly.
Which, again, I'm on a different side of it, too, because I know when you touch, what it means for you guys to work on the car or have to fix things. But I want to see somebody just, I want to see multiple passes. I want to see you guys running side by side. That's what's exciting about
clean,
racing.
Hard racing. Yeah. Yes.
Nobody's got to get
wadded
up. That's more
exciting than anything.
Absolutely.
Yep. For sure.
We never did get her influence, though.
Yeah, she never told us.
It's probably Don O'Neill. And my dad was a huge fan of him back then. And I remember my sister and I were camping with my dad at Eldora. And I want to say it was the second year we had been to the world. And I remember we had bought 2 Don O'Neill t-shirts, and me and Allie were younger, so we went ahead to bed. My dad stayed up. He was talking and stuff around the campfire, and I remember him coming in there and flipping the lights on. It was like, girls, we need to get up. He's like, we got to go meet Don O'Neill. He'll sign your t-shirts. And I was like, what?
I'm sleeping.
Dude, I've been sleeping for like 3 hours. So he drug us out of bed, and we went and met Don O'Neill. And he even gave us a ride back to the camper.
That's
so
pretty nice. Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty cool. So,
but you know what? That is...
You can tell it was their first time at Eldora. They went to bed way too early.
Oh, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was in bed by 9:30 or 10 every night.
The first time we went to Eldora is just me and my dad and some more of my family. It rained the whole weekend, and we got stuck trying to get out. Didn't see any racing that whole weekend. And me and my dad were kind of like, we're probably never coming back to this. And we did, of course, for sure. But
I got to say that's the coolest thing. And you know, because as race fans, even your dad as an adult – we still get that excited.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Like, and it's, you know, and I've told this story here before, but we talked about Chase and Kevin Briscoe. Last year's No Way Out, when Chase did the throwback red and white 5 with the old Briscoe mobile homes car, him and I were walking through the pits, and I was like 7 years old again. I mean, I was. Matt's like, hey, did you see that? And I'm like, I don't even want to walk over by it. Like, it was just like, I'm like,
holy cow.
It is. Yeah. And it's, here, I'm 34 years old, and I'm like, oh my god, that's Kevin's.
Yeah.
It stills that way today, and it's so cool for me to see. And it's, you know, my 5-year-old that he's starting to get that. I mean, it's
neat.
The Zach Burton hat. It's the, you know, whatever he can collect.
Yes.
Yeah, I was teasing Zach the other day that, you know, my son looks at me all the time and goes, "Hey, we have the same hat, but mine's signed." And
that's,
I'm
right.
Like, and Burton
He's
gives me crap.
On that one.
Yeah, Burton's like, you want me to sign yours? I'm like, I'm good, Zach. Don't worry about it. We're good.
But I, you know, every Saturday night I go back to a, you know, I feel like a kid again in the pits, because growing up that was my favorite place to be.
Yep.
You know, and
it's where it's happening. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Well, and it's so cool for us. We get the opportunity to have you guys in here and get to talk to you. And I think back to my, you know, 10-year-old self. This would have been the coolest thing I could have ever done.
For sure.
So now, and that's what I laugh, you know, and again this year, this is 3 years running. I haven't even told you this yet. My 5-year-old, my wife does, we got to be the Pinterest family. So we do the board with, I'm going to kindergarten and all that. Logan, you'll learn all about this.
He does it now.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
It's the first day of race season, and I want to be a. Alan, she asked him before the first day of kindergarten, she said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, an astronaut, a fireman, and a race car driver. And
there
I'm like,
go, man.
Well, two
I'm
out of
like,
three ain't bad.
That's what I said. I'm like, you really? He goes, yeah, I want to be a race car driver. And it's because he gets to see these people. You guys come in here every week, and he's so ate up with it now. It's unbelievable to me. And at the Mars race when we were camping, my wife sent me a picture. I was in the infield, and he's up there jumping up and down in the grandstand every time the cars come around and cheering. And I'm like, that's what it's all about.
I think it's pretty cool when a kid that young is that into racing. I mean, because I feel like for a lot of kids, it's boring. You know what I mean? That they don't get anything from the sound or don't understand really what's going on. So that's pretty neat that he's that young. And
here's
into
the
it.
One thing I learned, and I learned this the fan appreciation night. I took him to Hot Laps.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never take him back to Hot Laps.
Really?
Because he was bored.
I bet.
Because
yeah.
to him, it was like, there's only two cars out here. You know,
yes.
when we're doing, you know, qualifying and hot laps. And
It is.
To me, it's not because I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I want to see whose car, who looks good, who does.
Yep.
But to him, he's like, this is really long and boring.
Yeah.
So
like,
what I figured out is.
There's nothing exciting about this.
Leave
yeah.
his butt in the camper
yeah.
for the air conditioning for the
yes.
for the hot laps. Bring him out for the heats and the features, and he's like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
For sure.
So
yeah.
I learned my lesson on that because he looked at me and he's like, this takes forever. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you've already sat here for like an hour and a half, and you're probably bored out of your
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to think when you're five, that's a whole different perspective on mm-hmm. time than what, you know, we
for
have.
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And we were camping Friday night. There was some practicing going on, so we walk over the track. So we walk in there, and I take Roller and show him. When I was a kid, this is where I sat, you know, and that, to
that's
me,
pretty cool.
at Brownstown,
yeah.
that's cool, you know, because, you know, we went every week, we sat in the same spot every week,
yep.
and I sat down, like, you know, really underneath the roof, nothing has changed.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
looks, you know, the racetrack is different,
yep.
but underneath there, and I said, you know, I sat down in the seat, and it's like, this is where I sat as a kid and watched races.
That's funny, because back when my dad was racing, we always used to sit, like, down in front of turn four, just, like, right coming off of turn four.
So you guys were dust eaters then.
We were. And I had my Barbies and my Polly Pockets playing in the dirt at the racetrack.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
I think Logan grew up running around.
You probably
my,
the pit side, weren't you?
My playpen, when I was 3 months old, my playpen was right beside my dad's car in the pit area. And my papa at that time, when he was still alive, he would he'd just make sure I wouldn't get out of my playpen.
But, you know, that's the other thing. I took him down fan appreciation because Derek Clegg had been on the week before, and Clegg told him, he's like, well, come down. I'll put you in my car. You can sit in my car.
Heck, yeah.
So Alan's all excited. So Alan, my 5-year-old, now thinks he owns Brownstown Speed. Like, we're there for the
he
Mars
should.
Race, and he's like, can I sit in that car? It was Mike Marler's car. I'm like, that's... Let's go back here where we know more people. Maybe not climb right in Marler's car.
It was a good try, though, buddy.
He's pretty cool. I bet he'd say go right ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sure he would.
So, yeah. But it was so funny because even when he got in Clegg's car, here I'm, and Matt told me I was going to be this way. I'm nervous because we're getting ready to go racing.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
And Clegg's sitting there. My son's looking. He goes, you want to put the steering wheel on? I'm like, God, okay. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Then Alan's looking at some of the switches, and he goes, yeah, if you do that and that, you'll start the car. And I'm like, Derek, stop, man.
Yeah.
I don't need him knocking this thing in gear.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like,
that's
man,
hilarious.
I just need to just I'm really good with them being excited, but let's
and
not get
Derek's
them doing
like
it.
Like super laid back.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
So, zero yeah, worries. Exactly. And even when Matt brought it up the week before on the show, he's like, "Oh, if something happens, we'll just we'll pack up and come back next week." And yeah. I'm like, I can't handle that. No. So
Lydia went through that for a season. Remember every car she got around, she was in.
She did.
And I was nervous too because she was around you guys enough. She knew how to start,
yes.
You know.
She had watched it enough, yeah, for sure.
You know,
because
she'd jump in Logan's and she'd jump in yours. She'd jump in Allie's.
And Duke's and everything, yeah.
You know. I remember I looked over one night, she's in Marty's, you know, and I'm like.
She'd just hang out in it.
You know, and we need to chill out, you know, because.
Reel her in there.
Yeah, not everybody is cool with it, you know, because you're just like, oh, I'm going to go get in this car. You
I know what
and,
you mean.
And I was like, let's slow the roll, just a little, you know, because it'd be, you know, she'd get in there and she'd be, then she'd come and get me, come over and take my picture, I'm in this car.
Yeah.
Like, did you ask? No.
Well,
you know, I'm
no,
just getting
but
in.
They won't care. Yeah. That's funny.
And I'm just thinking about the dollar signs of anything that got screwed up.
I thought that too. I'm like, please.
For sure.
You know.
Yeah.
That, you
that's
know.
Funny.
Yeah. So, you know,
I'll have a GoFundMe for the race parts my 5-year-old tore up.
Yeah. In the pits.
Yes. Not even out on the racetrack.
Well, what do you think? Do a lot of the young girls gravitate towards you that come to the racetrack? Do you notice that at all during, like, fan appreciation?
I do. Really, though, I mean, it's just all little kids. And it's just neat to talk to people. I mean, there's a lot of people who have watched me race for a lot of years. And my car stayed a lot the same.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool when people have followed you. I mean, over this many years, it's like, man, I mean, this isn't just for me. You know what I mean? That's pretty neat.
Well, I thought that, you know, I have a lot of doors that hang in my garage. You know, I got yours and Allie's both in my garage, but you know, we come over to visit you guys that winter. I mean, you have the evolution of your race career hanging in your garage.
Yep.
You know, you can see where you graduated all the way up with all your doors.
For sure.
And I think that's
what
very, very
good. What the good years were, what the struggling years were.
Yeah. I mean, that was very cool.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I will say this. I think that's a cool point when you said that all kids, because I was interested when I brought my son over to see if he would connect the fact that you're a girl.
Yep. To see if it would make a difference.
Like
if
that
he
would
even realize
if
it.
If he would even recognize it. Yep. Like, that was a really interesting thing. Nothing.
Exactly.
Like, he was just like, you know, like, obviously he's like, yeah, she's cool. And I mean, it was like, there was no, like,
there was no, oh, she's a girl.
Should she be
it doesn't
racing?
Matter.
Like, no, he's just like, and that night he's like, and she's good. I mean, so it
that's
was
funny.
Yeah. It was cool to see him kind of react like that. But you talk about the doors. It was funny. He was out here the other day and I forget who even had texted me or something. And I said, oh, somebody said they're going to get me a door. And he looked at me and he goes, can they bring a nice one? He looked up at Jeremy and
like
Marty's car.
Not
and he's like, these guys, they constantly are tearing their stuff up. And I said, well, Skyler gave us a pretty nice door. And he goes, they got a tire mark. I'm like, buddy, they don't get the brand new ones out to get to us.
Yes.
So he was really questioning some drivers. I'm like, oh, these guys are some pretty good ones. So I don't know. I'd be questioning everybody.
That's
so
funny.
So, and then let me ask this too, is, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, obviously you guys being married now and transitioning, you know, kind of your own garage a little bit. Where do you see this going?
Honestly, I don't really know. I mean, my dad's even thrown out the whole, do you think you want to try asphalt? He's like,
oh, really?
I think that'd be a neat thing to try. It's like, you never know. You might be pretty good on asphalt. It's like, it'd be a neat thing to try. I mean, be something different, but I don't know. I think once we start having kids, I think my priorities are going to be different. I don't know that I'll still want to drive like I do now. I'm definitely not ready to give it up, but I think Logan's in the same boat.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know what the plan is.
I would think that would be a tough change
for sure,
because it's one thing and you know, obviously Matt's got kids, I got kids, Matt's got grandkids, because he's
a lot
older.
You're not saying he's old, are you?
Nah,
no, we can't go an episode without saying that. I just got a whole lot more hair.
His is just on his face.
Yeah.
He grows a beard because he can't grow it on his head.
I'm waiting to get it long enough that I can retransplant it.
He's going
to
comb it up.
Yeah.
You heard the comb over. He's going to be a comb up.
Whatever works, man.
Yeah. If I get it long enough, I'll comb it all the way back to a mullet. That way I go like Barbara.
There you go.
But, but I would think it's so different, you know, obviously being a parent. When I asked earlier how your thoughts are, your feelings when you're in the car, it's one thing to have your husband or have your wife sitting out there on the fence watching you race. I would think it would be a different feeling having a kid sitting out there. And again,
someone depending on you.
Well, I would think, you know, that's the mother or father of your child, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
if a good point. You think of that too, you know.
Yep.
Because I'm like, girl, I've thought that too. Like, what would that pressure be of, oh my gosh, if something happens, you know, we got the kids and.
Exactly.
You know, obviously, you know, families have done it for years and years because, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just a whole different thought process when you guys roll out there.
Yeah. Then.
And I would think it would be tough, you know, again, I'm not putting thoughts in you guys' heads at all. I would think it would be tough with both of you in a night, thinking about what could happen or what, you know,
for
obviously.
Sure. And I mean, right now, I mean, we don't have that responsibility. Like, that's.
No, run, go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. We've
had to change our priorities up a little bit.
Not too much.
Buying the house, it's really slowed Aubrey's racing career down.
Yeah. This is the least races I've ever ran in a season.
We always joke with her because, man, a few years ago, if there was a race anywhere close, her and her dad was ready. They were ready to go. I mean, she was racing 30 to 40 nights a year.
And that's like my dad's always told me. I mean, there were some critical years there where you had to have laps and you had to have seat time. And if you got rained out at one place, you were going to another place.
Oh, yeah.
You were going to race that night. And, I mean, that's – you have to do it.
I think that's
good.
The best advice you've given and you know, and what your dad told you, because I think a lot of people that jump into racing they jump in as a hobby, and I get it, but it's like, all right, I'm rained out here. I'm good for tonight. Well, they get that inconsistency, and they're not getting laps. You're exactly right. Some of those years are critical to really figure out what you're doing with the car.
For sure.
And really learn it. And if you're jumping in just to do it every other weekend or kind of off the cuff, you're going to struggle.
Well, and I mean, I was always taught, you know, you're either 100% or you're nothing. Because we're not putting all this money into this for you to be half in and half out. I mean, and I kind of struggled. I mean, when we moved out, I kind of struggled with the whole, you know, what am I going to do if I can't go racing every weekend? You know what I mean? If we don't have the money to go, I don't know. I had to grow up a little bit once we
moved
out.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm not being that wasn't like a knock.
No,
I mean, it's,
no, it definitely
it is.
Yeah. Your priorities change.
Do you guys sit at home on a Saturday night when you don't go to the track and think, oh, my gosh, but, you know, I mean.
There's been a couple times this summer when Logan's like, well, I feel like we're going to miss something, but, yeah, I guess we'll just stay home tonight.
I mean, even when you're not driving.
You always have that
feeling. Even when you drive the car, you're still a race fan at heart.
Yes.
You want to find a racetrack and
you
go.
You feel like you need to be there. Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's what, you know, we were off. Brownstown was off last weekend. And, you know, I'm an employee. I work Saturday nights, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, I can do whatever I want to go do because I don't have to be at the racetrack.
Yep.
Well, we went to the racetrack in Florence.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
So it's like, I don't know what to do on a Saturday night unless I have to go to a racetrack because that's all I know.
Yep.
Yeah. We went to the go-kart races. I mean, we went to a race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Logan did get to try out a go-kart Saturday night.
Did you like that?
Thanks to Kyle Thayer.
Yep. Oh, Kyle Thayer. He let me drive one of his buddy's clones. It's definitely a lot different. Had more bite than I thought they would. Yeah. And wasn't all that rough. For no suspension, it was actually pretty.
That was the smoothest.
But you're in the same club me and Dustin are. You know, we're the hefty boys. And, you know, you automatically come out penalized because, you know, that's a game of weight right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's a bad thing.
Yeah, so. Even at the you know, the kids go-kart tracks, you gotta scout those cars to make sure you know which one will carry a big boy around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hey, we made some laps. I'd say the 5 and 8 year olds probably were pretty same lap times as me, but hey, I mean, that's
the first time.
It would have been a good race.
Speaking about those kind of things, and I'm going to throw this out here, and I wish I could just mute, you know, Matt's headphones here for a second, but Matt and I have been given a unique opportunity by Jack Fry and Brad Fry, and at the Fun Fest, they have offered up their car for Matt and I to drive. Neither one of us have ever raced anything.
We're only going to race the clock, but against each other on the clock.
But I am the only guy this season to lead both Rick Gum and Zach Stalker for three laps. I was in the pace truck, but I did lead both of them for three solid laps. Even though Jamie told me to pull in after the second lap, I took an extra. I had one more groove. I wanted to see what it was like.
See, he forgets last week because Lucas Wehmiller also said, well, when you get out of Jacks, you can get at my modified and turn five more laps.
Here's the problem. You talked earlier about Hoffman and doing 50 and 20. I think after five laps in the Superstock.
We get to rest. We get to rest, you know, because you'll drive, then I'll drive, so you can rest.
You're talking like a whole nother day?
No.
You'll take a breather.
You'll take a breather while I'm driving my five. We're not going to turn laps like they do. You know, we'll be able to.
Well, you better.
Get a drink and chill out.
Better be as fast as us.
I'm just kidding.
We don't want to tear things up. You know, that's the thing.
I said if I break a 30-second lap, I'm happy. And some people are like, oh, you're ridiculous. You could do that. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to be so self-conscious about the Uke tires and going over the top. Like, I'm going to be running right. Like, I felt more comfortable in Jim's pace truck than I will in the Superstock.
At 35 miles an hour. Yeah. Well, maybe 40.
That's probably right about what I'm going to be in the Superstock.
Well, you know, when I rode the other night for the Mars race, I was looking over at Bobby just seeing what we were running, and he's riding at about 40 when it's paced around there. I'm thinking, yeah, this is about what me and Dustin are going to do.
Right this here. Is race speed.
And we're
right going to
think we are awesome in it. Oh. You know?
Yeah, you wait till I pull it in the infield after Funfest. I'm going to look like you in your first win. I'm going to think I've just set the track record.
He's going to climb up on the roof and fist pump the world right there, man.
No, if I climb on the roof, I might damage something. Yeah. If I get it back in one piece, I'm not climbing on anything.
I'm going to pull in the infield. You guys have to help me out.
I was going to say.
I'm like, how do you get out of this?
We both went and looked at the car the other day, and it's tight.
Because that's the first thing Brad said is, I moved all the decking back 3 inches. And then I looked in there. Like, we can't get in that. You know?
And Jackie's like, we'll put my seat in. Don't worry about it. And I was looking the other day, and I'm like, man, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get to the seat.
Well.
And it's a bad deal because I made fun of Marty a lot last year about getting down in the sprint car. I may have to eat my words at Fun Fest.
Oh, you know, I'm going to give him the microphone while you're out there.
my fat rear end trying to crawl down to that Superstock.
I'll tell you this, Logan's gotten in my car before. I mean, I'm not as small as I used to be, but it's pretty tight in there, and I've seen him.
Yeah, he's struggling. But he knows how to get in and out of
a
car.
That's a good point.
We don't.
He's used to it. Yeah,
but that was the bad thing. I still knew, but I was sitting there. I unloaded her car, and I was going to start washing it while she was coming home from work, and I unloaded it. And drove it down to the garage, backed it in, and
he was just sitting there.
I'm trying to get out.
Home, and I was like, what are you doing?
Well, I called her and I said, where are you at? and she was like, I'm almost home. Why? And I said, I'm going to need your help.
I was like, okay, and I'll be there
so
in a minute.
I'm thinking I'm going to get help out of this whole deal. No, we just get her laughing and she gets her cell phone out and takes a video of me trying to get out of this thing.
I mean,
That may be the more embarrassing thing. Is if
we
one
might
of us
need
can't,
to actually time ourselves
back
on,
out.
Time on how who can get out of the car quicker.
There you go. That'd be a race too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That 30 seconds would be an ungodly track record.
Yeah. So it's we're going to provide just a little bit of entertainment for the Fun Fest.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That's awesome.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, we are at an hour and 10 minutes.
Let's go. They need to thank their sponsors.
Sponsors and, yes. And who helps them get to the track.
Yeah.
Go first, Logan.
Well, I got to thank my dad for sure. Since I started my new job, he has stepped up and pretty much taken care of everything because I can't be at the garage every night. Got to thank Dave, Circle Stone, LLC. Got to thank Lawrence Orange County Line Farms. See here. All Star Performance. BC&C Machining. Oh, boy. I'm trying to think.
You're not used to this, are you?
I've never won a race, so I mean, you should have at least. But something
it's,
on
it's
me.
Still my favorite watching every driver is I'm watching your eyes and you're looking
you're
at your
like,
car.
Trying
yeah,
you're
trying to think.
Yeah.
And we've told the story before. Tyler Kane, we did the live episode from
the fairgrounds
and the two seater car was there. And he turned around as he was talking. He was pointing at that. Even though his sponsors were on there, he's like, I want to thank them. And then,
that's how it was in his mind.
He recalled his, but he would point at that car.
So, as I'm watching, I'm watching your eyes, you're kind of bouncing around your car because that's how you got to do it.
That's how you got to do it. Yeah, print sandblasting. Trying to think here.
I'm trying to think for you.
I think that's most of them.
If not, you still appreciate it, obviously.
For sure. It wouldn't be possible without all their help. My Uncle Duke, better thank him. My mom for putting up with me and my dad.
There you go.
I think that's anybody that supports me. I appreciate it.
It's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're up.
Well, pretty much got my whole family to thank, and that is Logan's family as well. We're all family now. My dad, biggest supporter for sure. Logan, obviously. Circle Stone LLC, Texicon Cutstone, Steve Warren, Bedford Ford, Lawrence Orange County Line Farms, Prince Sandblasting, BC&C Machine. Can you think of any more? I feel like I'm forgetting a big one. Jeff Mounts Motorsports. I say your family. They're all my family. I think that's it.
Well, I want to say it again, and I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you guys coming over.
We appreciate you guys having us, for sure. I'm sorry it took so long.
No, we give you guys a lot of crap because of it, but we say it every week, and it still does amaze me. Matt and I had this crazy idea, and we really thought – most nights we would sit here and it'd just be him and I talking. And when we started reaching out to drivers and having guests, it blows my mind the people that will take the time to drive from Bedford to come over here on a Wednesday night. And it's not easy, but we always wanted it to be a way to promote you guys. So thank you for coming over.
Yep.
Thank you. What you guys are doing is
and
awesome.
Like he told you earlier, once you've been on, we kind of lean on you guys a little bit.
A follow up.
And sometimes we just need somebody. I know we called Justin Bowling. I got a hold of him like 3 hours before the show.
No way.
And it was sleeting outside, and I said, "Can you come on the show?" And he's like, "Absolutely." And he shows up here. It's sleeting. Nobody wants to be out. He come up here and sit and talk with us for an hour. So
he was just as nervous the first time.
And now he loves it. You know, he enjoys it. So
that's really funny.
And when you guys get your new garage built, we'll have to get with you and our garage episode with you guys.
Yeah,
so.
For sure.
So
it may not be much, but
it's cool for us, man.
Hey, yeah.
So
heck yeah.
All right. Well, everybody, again, thank you for tuning in and share all our stuff.
Schaefer Photo and Custom Tees night this Saturday night at Brownstown Speedway.
Absolutely. And get over to getthrottled.com and check out. You can go back and listen to any of our past episodes. Again, this is episode 57, but all the previous 56 episodes are there, along with some bonus episodes, talking about the shops episodes that we did with the Black Cat Racing crew from Jennings County High School. It's getting ready to start back up. We were down at Justin Bowling Shop, so got a couple of those episodes there as well. But like, share our stuff, keep supporting us. And I want to say again, before we take off, for us, a huge shout out to all our sponsors that help us make this happen. So, again, thank you, too. We wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you, too.
We're always pulling for you guys, and we wish you the best.
Thanks.
Thank you.
P3 Graphics is one of Indiana's premier suppliers for motorsports wraps and apparel. P3 Graphics offers great pricing along with some of the best customer service in the industry. Give them a try on your next project and you won't be sorry. You can contact them via email, phone, or on Facebook on the P3 Graphics page. To find out more, go to www.p3graphics.com. Again, that's www.p3graphics.com.
Billy Badfast Performance is your local dealer for Velocita racing gear, custom and off-the-shelf suits, shoes, gloves, crew shirts, and custom tent canopies. Also, Zamp racing equipment, which includes helmets and neck restraints, Double H Fabrication front and rear bumpers, door bars, and T-bars. When you're one of the guys at the track that's Badfast and you want to look great doing it, give us a call at Billy Badfast Performance, 502-517-9393. Also, look for Billy Badfast Performance on Facebook and Twitter.
Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee is the place for any race fan to get racing memorabilia. Mark and Jamie Schaefer will work to make whatever custom photo product you would like, from prints, keychains, magnets, buttons, and much more. Stop by the Schaefer Photo and Custom Tee booth and let Bronze Bobby know what they can do for you.
Miller's Termite and Pest Control is the only place you need to look for pest control. Don't get roped into contracts or high prices with the big companies. Reach out to someone who cares about you. They can handle any problem from termites, bed bugs, ants, spiders, etc. They also do lawn care. Where else can you keep the bugs out of your house and your yard looking sharp? Reach out to them today on Facebook at Miller's Termite and Pest Control. Email at pest_n_peace@yahoo.com or by phone at 812-767-5657.